SEIU Local 99 represents custodians, school bus drivers, cooks, and other workers. It's still negotiating with the district. Tanisha Wirch is a food service worker at University High School in Los Angeles. She said at a press conference that she's having trouble making ends meet on what she and her colleagues are paid.
I take about $1,000 a month home. That's it. Each month, I have to decide whether to pay my gas bill or my car note. Why should anyone have to choose between the two? I recently took on a second job just to make ends meet. With such low wages, you may wonder why I'm willing to strike. I'm ready to strike because this fight isn't only for the numbers on our paycheck. It's also for the respect for the people who make school runs.
A strike is planned for Tuesday, April 14th, if an agreement can't be reached between the district and SEIU 99. Teachers and administrators plan to strike in solidarity. The district issued a statement reading in part, quote, "We will continue to meet with Service Employees International Union Local 99 with the intent to reach an agreement that would allow us to keep schools open on Tuesday, April 14th, unquote. Yvonne Wheeler is the president of the Los Angeles County Federation of Labor. She said the issues being negotiated are about more than just wages and benefits.
The fight is not just about wages and benefits. It's about dignity. It's about ensuring every classroom has the support it needs. It's about making sure every student has a real opportunity to succeed. And it's about treating every worker with fairness and respect.
LA teachers last went on strike in March 2023. They joined service workers in solidarity on a three-day walkout, shuttering schools. The Service Workers Union pushed for better wages and staffing for custodians, bus drivers, and special education assistants. Under the agreement with the United Teachers of LA, the district agreed to raise salaries by 11.65%, and they agreed to pay beginning teachers $77,000 per year. LAUSD serves roughly 400,000 students daily. It's the nation's second largest school district. Along with education, it also provides meals and childcare services. The district has launched a dedicated website where students, parents, and others could keep tabs on the negotiations and find available resources, including food distribution sites, learning, and mental health resources, as well as childcare options. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.